Welcome to Haley and the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHS. Haley.
Hello, my dude.
You're good. I'm glad you're back. Ian is knob one. I'm knob two. Terry Miners, we're glad you're here. Might be some storm activity rolling through. But first, we got to say hi to Elizabeth Schulze from ABC News. She's a White House correspondent up there now. She hung on late just to talk with us. Elizabeth, we appreciate the extra time.
It's no problem. Great to be with you on this Friday night.
What kind of pressure is there when you're a White House reporter? That's serious business, isn't it? You got to remember.
Yes. You got to be on top of the news. I can tell you that much. There's been plenty to talk about, and that's what keeps it exciting all the time.
Yeah, but you can't wear your tap shoes to work because there's metal on those.
For sure. You got to. We're on our toes, that's for sure.
All right, the president, and well, obviously the numbers were released, and the president reacted to it today about the low job creation numbers, and he had some interesting thoughts on that. Here's just a tiny bit of what Joe Biden had to say.
More workers are looking for jobs, and many can't find them. While jobs are coming back, there's still millions of people out there looking for work.
Elizabeth, how is it if there's millions of people looking for work that we have such low numbers, and when all the restaurants and all the factories say, we can't find people?
This is a puzzling question for President Biden, for economists, for anyone who's really trying to get a grip of what is happening in the economy right now. We have 8 million fewer jobs in the overall American economy than this time a year ago before the pandemic. Yet, businesses are having a hard time finding workers. There is reports of shortages of workers. So a couple of different explanations were offered up from the White House here today. Right, we heard from the Treasury Secretary in the briefing, and we pressed her on this. She said that one factor is the government aid that's been provided. There has been generous aid in the form of unemployment benefits, and that could be, you know, substituting some people enough that they don't need to go back to work. But she said the bigger factors are still that there is just catching up to do, that a lot of people don't feel comfortable maybe going back to work yet. They're not fully safe, and they're still worried about COVID. They're still worried about getting sick. And then the other really key piece here is the healthcare component. A lot of people out there may want to go back to work, but they can't yet because they don't have childcare for their own kids who haven't gone back to school. So they're forced to kind of stay home, take care of their kids, maybe do virtual school, and they're missing out on the labor market. And we did see a huge drop in the number of women participating in the workforce. That is still going on. And a lot of those women we know dropped out to take care of their kids.
So what are we talking about? Expecting a full recovery at the end of August because school's back in session and people are available to go to work?
I think it's going to be a bit longer. At least that's the word we're hearing from a lot of the experts here in Washington, but also from, you know, general businesses, that it's going to take some time for operations to resume as normal. The Treasury Secretary said she hopes we can get back to full employment by the end of the year. That timeline could be shifting still. And ultimately, you know, what it's going to come down to is how businesses, if they have the cash to bring workers back. We are hearing some reports that businesses might try to restaurants, for example, might raise wages to try to lure workers back in. That would be, you know, good for some workers, but it could create some questions about inflation, which is another big question here in Washington, given all this money that's being pumped into the economy. So really, just a lot of uncertainty in the economy right now about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of staggered production as well. We have two Ford plants here in Louisville, and so a lot of their Ford trucks, they were parking at various places. There's a racetrack 30 miles up the road. They're parking them there. They're parking them at an old factory across the river in southern Indiana. And this is the semiconductor chip issue. Nonetheless, if you can't produce things or you have to do it on a staggered or slowed down pace, then you can't hire people back to work.
That's right. These supply chain bottlenecks, as they've been called by economists, really are real in a huge array of sectors. And as businesses are trying to figure out how to shift operations, it does take some time to get their workers back to a normal schedule. The other thing that's really important to look at and that we're going to be watching closely is whether some people who switched out of jobs, say in the restaurant or hospitality industries, where those really shut down during the pandemic and maybe went into sectors like delivery or construction or warehousing, if maybe they'll end up staying in those positions long term, and if there would be these gains that we see of the long term.
Pretty
apologies. That's the White House announcement over me there. I apologize about that.
Are they telling you to be quiet?
They're telling us that the president is about to leave for the weekend.
So you can't,
the heads up.
I've been in that little room before there. I was there years ago, and it was fascinating to go in that little press room.
It's a little box in the press room here.
Right. Is the food any better now that the administration changed, or has it gotten worse, or was it the free food for media?
There is one vending machine, which we are lucky to have that.
Wait a minute, what? They don't give you guys free food in the White House?
Unfortunately not, I know. That would be a nice perk.
A guy I used to work here as a news guy said he flew on Air Force One. He was in a Bush administration or friends with the Bush administration. And it was a thrill for him. And then he said about 2 or 3 weeks later, he got a bill in the mail for $6 for a sandwich and a Coke. Man,
you gotta track down the money.
Dude, that's rough. Well, all right. I hope you can run out and get home, or else do you have to wait now that the president's leaving?
We'll wait a little bit longer here, but soon enough, it'll be the weekend.
Well, we appreciate you, Elizabeth. Glad you are gainfully employed.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate you having me on.
Good talking to you. That's Elizabeth Schulze from the White House. And that's kind of a good gig, don't you think, Haley? I mean,
Oh, yeah. Except I thought they got free food, so not as good as I thought.
Yeah, it sounded better when you had free eats. Now, not so good.
I forgot the name of the reporter from Kentucky. She was the queen of the reporting staff. I'll think of it in a minute. I think she was born in like Winchester. She passed away years ago, but she was the dean of the reporters in the White House, and her seat was in the front row. And I happen to know someone who worked in the White House. That's her, Helen Thomas. Boom. Thanks for looking that up. And I had a friend in the Bush the Elder administration, and so we got into the White House because the president was away, or they were allowed to bring people in, you know, when the president's not on the premises. And I got to go in that press room, and I got a picture of my son Max up there at the podium where it says White House, you know, Washington on, that you see every day. It's cool. And Helen Thomas walked in, and we told her we were from Kentucky, and she was like, oh, hey! And then all of a sudden she lit up like Christmas. And she was, and it was fun for her. We know we had a lot of Kentucky talk that way, but that's a little bitty room, Haley. You can't believe, you know, the leader of the free world is speaking from that podium. Oftentimes, usually it's Jen Psaki, obviously, on Joe Biden's behalf. But each president, right, of course, does make some appearances in there. And it's just this little room. You're like, this is it? What is this?
I mean, but it makes me feel better about our little room in, you know, at the iHeart Louisville studio.
Yeah. I was a little taken aback just how little nothing. I guess they, you know, they put that aside, or they carved out that space 150 years ago when there were 6 newspapers and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And as the years built, because as you see now, you've seen enough of the interactions with the media and the president, where there are several people that are standing up in the back. That's because there's only so many seats and there's a pandemic, which really limited access to that room.
Right. And I do love watching the interactions between, regardless of president, I love the interactions between media and president.
Absolutely.
Or their spokesperson.
Absolutely.
So fascinating.
Yeah, that's a high pressure job. By the way, Jen Psaki said yesterday that she'll be gone by next year. She just said she's got kids and this is a high pressure thing. And so I'll be happy to hand the baton off to somebody else next year.
Did she make it through that whole sentence without stopping
without
to say
her sterile,
about her kids?
I don't know why one of her friends doesn't just record her one time and say, you know, you really say a lot. It's just weird.
So you know, it's just, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, Jen. I'm just, you know, just letting you know.
It's odd.
But it's a bad thing. Stop doing it so much.
Right, quit.
It's just a verbal tick. And someone just needs to point it out to her that she says in the middle of lots of sentences. There was a bite I had yesterday. I didn't play it, but she said 3 times in 4 words.
I mean, what?
It's like that's where you just lose your mind. You can't think of what to say. All right, here's a 15-second bite. I have not previewed it. Let's see what it is. It says the topic is, justification for the decrease in infrastructure. Jen Psaki today.
That's hard to square if they are suggesting that it is not a report that meets expectations while also saying that they don't think we should work together to do something to help put more people back to work. So that's kind of hard to understand.
She got through that last good bit without it, so that was she obviously learned.
15-second bite and five of them.
Yeah.
That's just weird. Why doesn't one of her friends just say, just focus on that. Just don't do that.
I wonder if that's a generational thing, because I feel like I say a lot, too, when I stop
to
think.
No, because we would stomp you if you were
good.
Would we stomp her or would we stomp her?
I said stomp.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and also laugh at me. That I don't know if Tony and Dwight would have let me know, too.
That's just clowning on you. I don't mean that literally stomping you, but we would say, why are you saying that? All right, here's an 18-second bite. Oh, no, that's Janet Yellen. Oh, here's a 21-second Jen Psaki. Let's see if is it 17 or 19 seconds? We ran a clip several months ago. It went for 17 or 19 seconds, and she didn't do it once.
Hey, that's a good start.
But she may have been reading. That's the thing, is I want one where she is speaking off the cuff, you know, answering a question and not reading off of a card. You can tell when she's reading statistics or facts or whatever.
Right, right.
This one is slug GOP friction press forward. Here we go.
He also has said, and we're not at this point, that inevitably there will be some strong disagreements with Republicans. And we know that. He was in the Senate for 36 years. He's certainly no stranger to that, and that he's ready to debate. He's ready to, but he's also ready to press forward and doing work on behalf of the American people.
Seven.
Come on.
That averages out to every 3 seconds. It's like the other one was 5 and 15. That was 7 and 21.
Right. And how do you not notice that as a public speaker?
I feel
like you would be so conscious of that.
Now I kind of wonder, though, you keep bringing up maybe a friend should say something. Maybe they have said that and it only makes it worse.
Oh, like she notices it more and now it's a tick and it's,
So then she just gets stuck in it and can't get out.
And by the way, my board here from ABC is filled with Jen Psaki quotes. I picked two at random without auditioning those. It wasn't like I picked those out to spotlight. I literally had no idea what she was going to say. I read the slug line to you.
That's actually really funny because I just assumed you're like, oh, she says a lot in here, but that's just a random poll.
Yeah. I mean, ABC sends us clips of things that happen all day long, and that's just two of, there's probably 25 Jen Psaki clips.
So you know which one she really says a lot in? All of them.
Oh, my.
Oh, Jen, girl, we're coming for you.
She worked for Barack Obama in a spokesperson-like role, but it was for one of the departments. She was not the primary spokesperson for the president. So it's not like she's new to this. That's the odd thing about that. All right, still to come on the show, it is Mother's Day weekend. But next, odds on, they're lining up to make odds on Bill Gates' next girlfriend. Let's throw out a few ideas in a moment here. It's Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. Love is in the air. We love mamas. We love our mamas. You know that that Billy Gates, Haley, you've heard, he and his lovely wife, Melinda, they're going their separate ways.
Yes, 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 of course. Very heartbroken I am.
Betting house in Antigua is taking bets on who will be Bill Gates' next girlfriend.
Ooh. Listen, I kind of have a conspiracy theory that he's going to get hooked up with Bezos' ex-wife.
Man, that'd be wild, wouldn't it?
She's already married, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She already got married. She married a school teacher.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they got married. I thought they were just friends with benefits.
Nope. He's a school teacher who took the chalk and he said, what's that? We're getting married? Hey, principal, kiss my tookus. I'm gone.
Ooh.
I'm gone. Well, why would that guy keep a job? His wife has $200 billion or whatever. It's like, I'm gonna go enjoy life with my wife.
I'm good, but thank you.
People say, but this is avocation. He likes being a teacher. Yeah, no, they don't. They don't need the. They don't need the risk of him going to work somewhere and somebody taking him hostage and saying, tell your old lady to give me $10 billion and we'll turn you loose, you know.
Well, and with that kind of money, I mean, granted, every teacher affects a kid in the classroom, but with that kind of money, you can affect so many more kids.
It's the whole idea. She's really good about giving away her money.
Right. And I don't care how much you love teaching, hearing a child scream your name all day, every day gets pretty old. So I'm sure he was more than happy to just, here's my resignation. I'm good for the rest of my life.
So what about Billy Gates? Here are some of the possibilities. Angelina Jolie, Drew Barrymore, Kim Kardashian are all 50-1. You can bet 50-1 on that.
Oh, man.
How is Kimmy K 50-1 for Bill Gates? How do you go from Kanye to Bill Gates?
Are you saying it's a upgrade or a
No, I'm saying how do those two planets even occupy the same solar system?
Mm-hmm.
AOC's listed 66-1.
Oh, that would be fun. 66-1. I think she has a better chance than Kim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Angelina and Drew Barrymore.
Jennifer Aniston, 33-1. Why would he be interested in Jennifer Aniston?
Because she's the most beautiful woman in the entire world. She's an ageless beauty.
Yeah.
I mean, she is, but unless he's a big Friends fan, which I doubt.
Right.
I think he spent his time watching PBS.
100-1 on Caitlyn Jenner or Greta Thunberg.
Okay, is Greta old enough to be involved in this game?
Isn't she 18 by now?
I don't know, but it just became creepy.
I mean, was going to say.
Just for the, is she old enough? I don't know.
Yeah, isn't she? I think she might be 18 now. I don't know. She's still getting arrested every Friday somewhere, complaining about climate
change? No, I thought that was
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, yeah.
But I thought Jane Fonda.
All right, Janie girl. Jane Fonda, she could get with Bill.
1,000-1 bet, by the way, available if Bill Gates winds up with Queen Elizabeth II, who's newly single. Oh, my God, these people are relentless.
Amazing.
Greta
Amazing.
Is 18, by the way, just turned 18 in January.
That's freaky bad. You're right about that. Coming back, let's brag on Mama on the other side here on News Radio 840 WHAS. Happy Mother's Day, Mamas! Welcome to Haley and the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHAS, the mother and child reunion. Haley, do you have a plan for the weekend?
Well, unfortunately, my mother is in the great north of Illinois, but we are going to be hanging out with my mother-in-law as well as my sister-in-law, who has a baby.
Oh, good. That's a baby.
So she's I think this is only her second Mother's Day, so it'll be fun celebrating both of them.
I love that. First Mother's Days. I texted a friend of mine, a colleague of mine from television who just had a baby. Happy Mother's Day. And it's so exciting for people when they have their first Mother's Day. But after a while, you know, years go by, people are like, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? I don't need anything. I just want y'all around me.
But then if you don't give mom breakfast in bed and a beautiful new necklace and all everything she could ever want, then you get the stink eye.
What do you got planned, Ian?
We are actually going to breakfast tomorrow.
Smart.
It was my mother's idea because she said it's going to be gross on Sunday and she may want to sleep in. So
your mom is the smartest woman ever.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, that fixing the meal seems like a good idea, but unless you're good at that sort of thing, the brunch at a real place is always better.
Oh, 100%.
Or dealing with a pandemic, obviously that's a different situation, different conversation, but it seems like we're kind of moving to an area where people are feeling safer about. But buffet lines, they're not back yet.
Oof, no.
I think there are some buffets somewhere. Like, I don't think they're all the way back, but I know a few restaurants that do buffet style that have come back online. I think it's one of those things like you can't serve yourself. You just tell people, I want this, and here's how much of it I want, and they scoop it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
What? So if I go to a buffet and I want to pig out on everything, I have to stand in front of a woman and go, no, more mashed potatoes. No, a little more mashed potatoes. No, could I get another spoonful and just keep her building my plate?
100%. That's what you'd have to do now. I think that is the protocol currently. Now, if you wait, you know, a few months, you may be able to hide that, you know, and scoop everything yourself.
I'm not shy about doing that, Haley. If back before the pandemic, you go through a line like that and somebody hits you with a spoonful of something that you really like mashed potatoes, which I love. It's like playing blackjack. It's like, hit me, dealer. Let's go. Take another one.
I don't know why I can't do it. Even like Chipotle, if I notice they don't put enough cheese on my burrito, I just keep it in. I don't say anything.
I don't. I love Chipotle, and I'm exactly like that. I will tell them. What's the other one? Qdoba.
Yep.
I tell them that same thing. No, I'll take some more. Some more of those pan vegetables.
Fajita veggies?
Fajita, that's
it. Yeah,
I like sauteed those peppers vegetables. And onions. Yeah, those are good. And they'll give you a couple. I'm like, no, more.
That actually surprises me about Haley, though, because when have we ever known her to keep anything in?
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know why it's not insulting them by asking them to give me more food.
Yeah, you paid for it.
Right. It, for some reason, I'm like, oh, better keep it quiet.
That's the gig. That's the whole nice part about those places is that you can tell them, you're telling them to construct something for you. What's that pizza? Blaze Pizza.
Yep.
You tell them to construct Blaze. Something. Papa Murphy's, they do that as well. They build it in front of you. You know, and so you get to tell me, can I have some more of those? Yeah, okay. They don't care.
I hear they have a Friday special. There's a guy on here that does commercials.
That's
about
true.
That.
I like when you're part of the construction of something like that you're going to eat.
That's true. And then there are now apps that allow you to order online, especially during the pandemic. More restaurants have had them, but Chipotle especially, they give you an option. You can ask for, you know, light chicken, or you can ask for another serving of chicken. So I don't even have to interact with a human, but I can still get fat.
That's smart. I like that.
That's the move.
They give you that. Yeah. Heavy. Heavy on the whatever it is.
I think we've just discovered Haley's issue, though. She doesn't want to have to tell another or you know, have another human know that she's trying to get fat.
Listen, the least amount of human interaction I can have, the better.
You worry that somebody's judging you if you're
I don't know, it's such a mental thing, because I don't, you know, I don't care if they think, oh, this girl's getting too, who cares? No one's probably gonna think that, but can't do it.
No, we've all seen you. No one is going to think that. Didn't you just post on social media something about being able to fit into your prom dress?
Oh, I can't fit into my prom dress anymore, but I bet if I sucked in my belly a little bit, I probably could.
You got no belly. Don't play that game. You're a little runt. We all know that. We've all seen you. Mother's Day is magical. Write a note to your mom. That's important, too. It's more than just saying, I love you, Mom, and giving her a hug. Write her that little note and tell her about the things that she helped pull you through the tough times.
And it's free.
Yeah. Everybody knows their own story, though. They know about the time that you screwed up. We all screw up a million times. And your mother helps you. She may have scolded you. She may have punished you. But she helped you navigate your way through the trouble. You know your own story. You remember that. Put that in the note and that'll light her up. Because believe me, she remembers.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's important. That's a good growth measure for people.
Ugh, yeah, just a handwritten note. I do that for almost every holiday. I do a nice note because A, it's free, and B, it usually gets a better reaction than like, oh, I bought you this bracelet.
Then what movie should we watch for Mother's Day if we wind up watching at home?
Probably. In your house, who knows
right. What
Mama's going to pick.
I try to talk Mary into this one every year because I think this is the quintessential mother of all time. You can take him tender, sweet, hard charging, very business prone, very maternal. I mean, there are different ways to look at mom, but nobody beats Adam Sandler's mom in The Water Boy.
Foosball. You playing the foosball behind my back?
The only reason I'm doing this is so I can go to school.
School? You going to school? Ow!
Sorry, Mama. I have to tell you.
You all gallivant with your fancy foosball friends at school while I'm sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company except Steve?
The mule.
Yeah, I was going to say Steve's a donkey.
Loose, Bobby Boucher. You reap the fruit of your selfish ways. You gonna lose all your fancy foosball games, and you're gonna fail your big exam because school is
the devil.
Oh, still the greatest movie scenes of
all time. That's a really good mother movie. I would never thought of that.
There you go. I teed it up for you, Haley. Enjoy.
Love it. I love it.
Have you seen the video? By the way, this is real quick. The video of the college girls, and nobody can understand what they're saying.
No.
I just retweeted a little while ago. They're all, I guess, incoming freshmen at various colleges, and no one can understand what they're saying. I think Barstool Sports put it up and said if aliens got a hold of this tape, they'd never be able to decipher what's being said here. Listen. Listen to these girls.
My name's Lily Patterson. Going to Texas A&M. Getting married.
My name's Kathy Murphy. I'm going to Oklahoma. I'm a senior. I'm Laura Bryant. I'm going to Southern Methodist University. Go Ponies.
Howdy. My name's Sarah Jordan. I'm going to Texas A&M.
Hi, my name is Mason Drury. I'm going to OU. Boomer Sooner, baby.
Boomer Sooner, baby.
Wow.
I think the names of the schools were all I got in there. Something about ponies, maybe?
That was SMU.
Yeah.
The first girl's from Texas. Texas A&M, and no one knows what she's saying. Let me run the... Listen closely to the first girl one more time. I have no idea what she's saying here.
My name's Lily Patterson. Going to Texas A&M. Gay marriage.
Gay marriage is at the
that's
end.
That's what it sounds like, gay marriage.
I don't know what it's in reference to, and I hope
Aggies,
it's a good thing.
Right?
I don't think that's a major there, but okay.
My baby parents don't text A&M. Go gay marriage. It does sound like gay marriage.
It supposed to be Go Aggies, maybe, and it's just so slurred?
Error.
I guess so. That's just a serious Texas accent, I guess. That is gay marriage.
Oh, or did she say, no, Gator Nation?
No.
That wouldn't be Gators.
Her shirt
Come
said
on.
Texas Aggies, so there you go. Got to take a break. Long as you ain't going to play the foosball, then your mama love you. That's Kathy Bates. Man, she's had some roles, hasn't she, in her lifetime?
A national treasure she is.
I didn't like that Misery film. Ooh.
Oh, I loved it. She was so good in it.
Takes that writer prisoner. She loves him. I'm your biggest fan. What is he?
My father had me watch that at too young of an age.
He has an accident on the road and she just happens to stumble into him. Is that what it is?
I think so. It's a snowy road,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then she holds him prisoner. That was Sonny Corleone. He wasn't as tough as Sonny Corleone. James Caan wasn't.
Well, he was a little banged up. He was kind of like Sonny Corleone after he tried to go through the toll booth.
Yeah, that's it.
Oof.
It's all banged up. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. Farmer friends.
I love you, Mama.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Farmer friends going to bring you over a basket of produce, Mama. There's Farmer Fran. Have a great weekend.
Sound like those Texas college girls.